what the insurance industry are trying here and what they're getting away with because the government are allowing them is absolutely scandalous. The year before, we passed legislation to support employers who, as a result of the pandemic, who were forced to close down or restrict their operations, and that came in the form of wage subsidy schemes to support their staff, to support their operation. But what we now find out is that those who had insurance, that the insurance companies are deducting those supports that were given to these employees. And basically the insurance companies are now pocketing those supports. That was never the intention. It was never the intention to that these schemes, taxpayers' money during the pandemic, was to line the pockets of the insurance industry, an industry that made over 120 million euro profit in 2020. And I expect that their profits for last year would have increased further again. So the government has to stop pussyfooting to this sector. They have come out last year and said that they wouldn't get away with it, that they were going to stop it. But now the minister has said clearly today that he is going to do nothing about it. And that is simply not acceptable. And we have to remember, when the pandemic unemployment payment was brought in, it was untaxable because it was people who lost their jobs as a result of the pandemic. The government decided to go back in time and decide retrospectively to tax those payments. It's a pity that they wouldn't take the same approach to the insurance industry that they took to the unfortunate people who lost their job in the middle of the pandemic.
And the sad reality is that businesses could go to the wall over this.
Yeah, well, look, this is money, and it's hard-pressed money that, you know, it's taxpayers' money that we're supposed to go to businesses, and it's not supposed to go to line the pockets of the insurance industry. The insurance industry will continue to do this because they get away with it. That's why the government need to step up, need to stand up to this industry, and need to make sure that this money that was paid out to businesses isn't being pocketed by the insurance industry that's already creaming off this pandemic.